First, in a major blow to the National Redress Scheme for the survivors of institutional abuse, the Catholic Church has confirmed it isn't entering the scheme as a single entity as first planned. Instead, dioceses and religious orders will now join the scheme when they're ready, rather than all together as originally intended. The Church says its commitment to the scheme is unwavering, but the backflip means thousands of survivors could wait years for redress. Samantha Donovan reports.
Melbourne lawyer Angela Zadrinis acts for hundreds of survivors. About 20 of them were abused in institutions run by the Catholic order, the Sisters of Good Shepherd. But when the order's leader told her it may not opt into the National Redress Scheme, Ms. Zadrinis was shocked.
Well, the Sisters of Good Shepherd are one of the Catholic entities which we all assumed would opt in with the rest of the Catholic Church and its various entities, because we understood that a panel would be set up representing all parts of the Catholic Church.
The Church announced it was opting into the National Redress Scheme in May. It originally intended to have all its entities enter the scheme at the same time. But in a statement, the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference has told AM,
Catholic Archdiocese, Diocese and Eparchies will enter the National Redress Scheme as quickly as possible. Entry into the scheme will take place as dioceses are ready, rather than the original plan to have all dioceses enter at once. The staggered entry of states has necessitated that change in plan. Many dioceses have completed their paperwork, and Australian Catholic Redress Limited is working closely with the Department of Social Services to facilitate formal entry into the scheme for those dioceses.
Lawyer Angela Zadrinis doesn't believe the Catholic Church is living up to its undertakings.
And for many survivors, it's just a reminder of the bad old days when you couldn't sue the Catholic Church because you couldn't find a legal entity that could be held liable.
Catholic Religious Australia represents 150 congregations of sisters, brothers and religious priests. It's confirmed those orders, like the Catholic Diocese, will enter the scheme separately, and the Sisters of Good Shepherd will be among the orders joining up. The major backflip from the Catholic Church comes as despair grows among survivors and their advocates about the redress scheme's slow progress in signing up churches and charities. Leonie Sheedy is the CEO of CLAN, the Care Leavers Australasia Network, and she was a member of the federal government's Redress Advisory Council.
I wished I'd never advocated for a national redress. That's how I feel. I feel that I've set people up to feel that their country would care about them, and they don't. I feel I've given care leavers false hope.
That's Leonie Sheedy, the Chief Executive of CLAN, ending that report by Samantha Donovan.